The teacher said, "Oh, I'm 32 years old." And the student said, "Oh, it's undesirable." And she was really shocked because probably student asked the same question to male part-time teachers, how old are you? But if he said, you know, "Oh, I'm 32 or 33, I don't think students say, "Oh, it's undesirable."
Hi, and welcome to ELT WTF. This week, WTF stands for Why Teach Feminism. I got the chance to speak to Raiko Yoshihara, a professor at Nihon University in Tokyo, a researcher into feminist pedagogy, and the author of The Socially Responsible Feminist EFL Classroom. We spoke about the hows and whys of introducing feminist material into class. We'll cover issues like backlash from students and co-workers, and why she uses issues like sexual assault in her English language classroom. My first question was if she thought teachers should be bringing politics into the classroom.
Yeah. Actually, I totally agree with that. I think, you know, I believe that it is very important for even English teachers to teach about equality and social justice. But on the other hand, I know, you know, some people criticize that. You know, there are some people say English classroom should be language classroom. So we shouldn't teach political issues or social issues in a language classroom. But I disagree with that. English teacher, we have an opportunity to teach about social justice. It's not only, I mean, we can teach that kind of issues, you know, social justice or equality in a different classroom, but why not in an English classroom? So, you know, I mean, we have opportunity to teach about social justice, even in the English classroom.
What kind of ways might teachers introduce these issues into the classroom?
Actually, you know, before I wrote the book, I assume that, you know, we should teach about social issues or gender issues in a straightforward way. But after I interviewed several English teachers who are feminists or, you know, who are critical pedagogues, they said there are so many ways to introduce, you know, the social issues or political issues in their classroom. And they said we can bring the videos or we can bring the movies or, you know, or maybe we can use some small group presentation with using social issues. I think there are many, many ways to introduce social issues or gender issues.
Okay, and when teachers are introducing these issues, do you think teachers should bring their point of view to the classroom, or should they just kind of show the materials?
I think it's impossible for educators or teachers not to tell their own opinion in our classroom. You know, I mean, it's impossible to show only material. It's impossible for me to show the material. And, you know, I ask students, what do you think? You know, it's impossible for me. You know, I always tell my opinion. And in some way, I think it's not fair for students. I mean, it's important to share our opinion.
So I want to kind of give you a situation. This happened to me, I guess, maybe 3 years ago now. I introduced this Emma Watson speech that she made at the UN. And so I showed this speech and she's talking about the importance of feminism and all of these things. And then afterwards, I got the students to discuss it. And one of the students was kind of very vocally expressing how much he didn't like this material and how he disagreed. So what might you do in that kind of situation?
Yeah, it's very difficult to deal with these students. Yeah, usually, you know, I let them go, but I don't stop teaching. Even though I receive the negative opinion, the reason is, of course, we can't change their opinion quickly, but maybe some future, they might think of it and they might change their opinion. And also, on the other hand, there are several students who really like the materials, who really like the gender issues. So, you know, we shouldn't, even though we have a negative feedback, you know, we shouldn't stop teaching about social issues or gender issues.
Yeah, I agree. I think, because I know someone else who had a similar situation. He kind of scolded the student, and I don't think it went very well. But I think those issues, those kind of materials are really good to teach. Do you have any kind of favorite things to use in the classroom?
In my classroom, I usually teach about child labor, but at that time, I always bring women's issues. And the topic is child labor, but it is related to gender. It is related to girls' education. So I always talk about the kind of issues. And it's not the teaching about gender issues in a straightforward way, but we can introduce, you know, women's video clip or women's early girls education. It's a one way to teach. But actually, you know, my favorite topic is, you know, domestic violence. And actually, you know, it is very, how can I say, it is very serious and deep issues, but sometimes it is surprising even young university student had that kind of experience with their partner. And I think it's very important to talk about violence against women. And of course, when I teach about domestic violence, very, very few boys, I mean, they don't like the topic, you know. And but on the other hand, you know, I would say other students, you know, kind of, you know, enjoy learning about, you know, domestic violence issues. And then I usually receive the very positive feedback. I'm so glad to learn about these issues because I didn't know about this.
How do you begin to introduce something like that? Because just hearing that, I know I try and teach some things like feminist history, but it's often kind of stuff like the Oscars, right? Or like not enough women getting jobs and things. But that's kind of a lot deeper. So how would you go about introducing a topic, and what kind of activities would you use to teach a topic like this?
Usually, students don't know about domestic violence at all. And at first, bring the readings, you know, reading material about, and we read. It is not grammar translation. I provided the reading material, and I asked 5 or 6 questions about the materials. And sometimes we do the group discussion, group activities. They need input. They need the information about domestic violence. So at first, we are reading the text. I bring the video. It's a 30-minute video. But of course, you know, there is a subtitle. I brought the video 30 minutes with a caption, with a subtitle. And then we will have a group discussion. Why do women, why don't women escape from men or that kind of issue? And then after that, I asked the student to write the kind of short essay. Yeah, actually, you know, they enjoyed learning about the issues.
Okay, and so, Jeremy, what do you think are some common mistakes people make in terms of feminism and English language teaching?
In the United States, I majored in women's studies. And then after that, I had applied linguistics, you know, in a master's degree. But when I was young, I studied women's studies. And at that time, in the United States, the all feminist and men hater. Yeah, that kind of image. But, you know, when I'm teaching in Japan, I don't think Japanese people have that kind of image, but they might. Feminists are very assertive, and then, but I don't know, students have that kind of image or not. But actually, usually, whenever I bring about women's issues, I don't have any resistance from students. They are more acceptable about gender issues.
Yeah, I think so too, actually. My experience in China has been that students really love to talk about these issues because they just don't get much chance before university. Like at high school, people don't really talk about that. And then often,
And I think in the media here, maybe people don't talk about it that much either. And then other things maybe teachers do in the classroom that you think maybe we need to change or kind of encourage people not to do?
In Japan, there are so many English teachers who still do grammar translation method. I mean, they should change. You know, in my research, one university teacher, you know, she is feminist. She is very, very critical about society, and she is very, very critical about gender stereotypes. I observed her classroom, but she is doing the grammar translation method very much, the read and translate and read and translate. And she believes that it is very, very important to bring social issues or gender issues or, you know, political issues. Yeah, but her teaching is grammar translation. And I really wonder how many students raise their awareness about critical issues when they are learning grammar translation method. It is very important to discuss issues. Of course, it is very difficult for my student to discuss critical issues or, you know, controversial issues in English. It's very difficult. So usually, you know, I allow them to discuss these issues in Japanese. And I always ask them to use English when they do the output. So the discussion, you know, I usually allow them to speak Japanese. But I still believe that the discussion is very important. Group work and listening to other student opinion and expressing their own opinion, it is very, very important. And that leads to awareness. The teacher, she just do the grammar translation. And the topic is very, very critical issues or gender issues. But she is doing just grammar translation. And I really wonder how many students raise the awareness about the social issues or political issues.
Yeah, and I think maybe you can kind of empower students to express these feelings themselves. I wanted to ask you about this recent research, actually, because you recently published a paper about women who transfer into English language teaching jobs and their identity. And so I wanted to kind of, I kind of wanted to ask a little bit about this paper because I think it's interesting. So in what ways do you think teacher identity is gendered?
In Japan, it is still male-dominant society and it is still male-dominant academic. The paper about the accidental teacher. When I started this research, I was very interested in female English teachers in Japanese academia, you know. And the reason is I feel very unfairness, you know, in Japanese academia. So I really wonder how Japanese women faculty feel about Japanese academia. That's why you started the research. Especially, you know, in Japan, you know, it's the government, I mean, the administration, you know, they encouraged women to work outside the home very much. But there is a lack of childcare center. It's not very easy for women to do work-life balance. So I really wonder women faculty feel about the work-life balance or how they feel about unfairness or, you know, inequality in Japanese academia, you know. Yeah, so that's why I started the research.
And what were some of the findings then?
Okay, so one example, I interviewed part-time teacher, you know, she is early 30s. In Japan, I don't know in China, but in Japan, you know, it's very, very common to talk about our age. It's, I mean, in a Western country, it's not very polite to talk about age. But in Japan, you know, we often say, oh, how old are you? Or, you know, oh, that we are same age. It's not very impolite. So, you know, the teacher said, you know, the student asked her, how old are you? And the teacher said, oh, I'm 32 years old. And the student said, oh, it's undesirable. And she was really shocked because probably student asked the same question to male part-time teachers, how old are you? But if he said, you know, oh, I'm 32 or 33, I don't think students say, oh, it's undesirable or whatever. You know, for women, students said, oh, it's undesirable, you know. So even young Japanese student have that kind of gender stereotype, you know, women should marry before 30 years old, or maybe, you know, that kind of issue is revealed in my study. So
Have you had much backlash when you raise these issues as an academic?
Actually, in my university, I mean, I don't get backlash, you know, even though I teach about gender issues or whatever, you know. But actually, you know, I'm a feminist and I'm very, very assertive, you know, in a faculty meeting or in other meetings. So, of course, some male faculty don't like me very much. And I can feel it. So, of course, you know, there are many kinds of faculties. You know, some people say, I mean, even though you are women, you know, you should talk about these issues and we will support you. You know, some professor said to me, I really appreciate that. But on the other hand, some male professor don't like me very much because she is very, very assertive. So, and sometimes I hear that kind of, you know, words from others.
Thanks for listening. I'll be back in 2 weeks' time with Tim Thompson. We're going to be talking about teaching presentation skills courses and using presentation-based activities in the classroom. See you then. Bye.
Rock and roll.